Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Lack to Legacy podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you one of my favorite scriptures when it comes to money. It's so important because it helped change our minds, it changed our hearts, and it changed our finances. And so I've got my serious voice on, a serious face on today. And this scripture is so important to me that I've deemed it to be a Lack to Legacy power principle. And so you don't want to miss it. So get your pen ready, get your paper ready, whatever you got. And I want you to make sure that you're writing down this scripture because it's something that helped change my life. And I trust that it can do the same thing for you. And when I grabbed a hold of this scripture, y'all, I had to come and I thank God for it. And I told my wife, and it was just like, man, this scripture, this is something. Like, we need to be doing this. And it's something that we even teach to our children as well, because I want them to do it. And so that scripture can be found in the book of John, chapter 6. As always, we got to go to the Word of God. We're going to be looking at John 6, verses 10 through 13. I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation. And of course, many of you know the story about Jesus feeding the 5,000. I'll be starting at verse 10. It says, "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes, and it says the men alone numbered about 5,000, and that's not even considering the women and children. Verse 11 says, "Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted." Verse 12 says, "After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, 'Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted.'" Verse 13 says, "So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with the scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves." Where we're going to focus today is on verse 12 and really the back half of this scripture where it says, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." And I want you to underline that in your online Bible, or if you got your physical Bible out with you. Underline "so that nothing is wasted." That part, that's what we're going to focus. This is the thing that helped change my life, because it helped me to see principles of stewardship. Gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. Now, I know that this passage of scripture that, you know, there's lots of applications, interpretations of the scripture, in particular, if you think about Jesus's care about those and that which seems unimportant, where even the scraps matter to Jesus. And then those people, there are those that want to focus on the number 12, which represents authority and governmental rule, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 disciples, and so on and so forth. But what we're going to focus is on Jesus's stewardship and how we can look at this scripture to help us to manage what we've been given in a better way, so that we are not wasting what we have. Because even as Jesus is teaching us here, that even the scraps matter, even the stuff that we don't think about, those things matter. So in a financial sense, it's the dollars and cents. It's the stuff you forget about, you don't think about, it's so small, but even the scraps matter. So to really illustrate this scripture and the application of it in my life, I'm just going to tell you a quick story. True story, of course. And I want you to see how it impacted my life, because it's something that I want to impact your life as well. And so I was cooking one day, and I can't remember if it was a Saturday or maybe a Sunday before church, but I was making some biscuits and some grits and toast and bacon and sausage for the family. And you know, it's 4 of us, so, you know, for us to be cooking, that's kind of probably a heartier meal for us on a weekend, but, you know, we were in that day. And when it came to the biscuits, and that's the issue, don't laugh at me, but this, when it came to the biscuits, which are some of my favorite, actually, and so normally I would eat like 2, and my wife and kids would eat like maybe 2, maybe 3 more at the most. But for some reason this day, I decided to cook like 7 or 8 of them, 7 or 8 biscuits. And I made the whole breakfast and everybody ate. And I looked over at the stove and there were 5 biscuits still sitting there. And this scripture popped into my head and popped into my heart about being wasteful. And I know that it's like, well, Jason, is Jesus is talking about, you know, the leftover fish, and you're applying this to finances. No, this the word of God here can be applied, because we see Jesus's care for the stuff that we think doesn't matter. Pick it up, get the scraps. And so have that mindset in place when you're thinking about your money. This scripture was so powerful to me because it just convicted me right in that moment where I'm sitting there and there's 5 biscuits left over that I now have to throw away, that I could have saved and done something else with it. But there was more to this passage than just some biscuits. There's more to this than just biscuits. It's my attitude. It was my approach to what God had entrusted into my hands, because I didn't care about it enough. And so I thank God that he takes the time to teach us, because now this scripture, it's rolling around in my mind and in my heart when we're ordering at restaurants and when we're at the grocery store. This influences what we buy too, because it forces us to pause and just really be like, do I really need this? Are we really going to do something with this thing? And so the impact for our home is that it's helped us to save more money and to be less wasteful with what we have. And so when we go shopping, we're checking checking the cabinets, we're checking the fridge, making sure we're not doubling up on purchases. You know, the thing I don't want is five jars of peanut butter, you know, in the cabinet, right? All it takes is an extra 30 seconds for us to go back and look and make sure that we have everything. It just takes some preparation. And so I thank God for teaching us through these scriptures that we just have to make sure that we're not wasting what he's given us. And so for us, it's like, look at the amount of money that we're spending and that we're wasting. And then we look up and we didn't have an emergency fund. And so I want to challenge you today to look in your cabinets, to look in your refrigerator, to look in your closet, to look in your garage, you know, or was whatever sitting in the driveway, or especially what's on your feet, your fingers, your wrists. What are we spending jewelry wise, right? Are the things that we hold so dear to us, are these the things that God wants us to be spending our money on? Do we need to be wasting money in certain areas? And so to help focus on that a little bit more, I'm going to go to the stat sheet. So according to feedamerica.org, it says that 108 billion pounds of food is wasted in the United States. And that equals 130 billion meals and more than 408 billion in food thrown away each year. $408 billion worth of food is thrown away each year. And they also said that nearly 40% of all food in America is wasted. And so that number needs to go down, because I would imagine that years ago, nearly 60% of all food in my house was being wasted because I wasn't caring about what God had entrusted into my hands. And so even though as a nation we need to do better, I got to focus really on what I can do in my home. And so that's why we're talking about this today, because how many of y'all go to the grocery store and then you buy fast food on the way home? Sometimes we're just so tired from grocery shopping that we're like, look, I'm not about to cook any of this. Let's just get something to eat and get through tonight. And how much expired food is in your cabinets? My wife and I recently cleaned out our cabinets, and the amount of food in there that had expired, it was just disgusting, and it convicted us even further, because we waste so much of what God has given us. And then so many of us struggle to get out of lack, but we're making decisions on food and clothes, whatever it is. We're making these decisions, and it's hard for us to get to a place of legacy thinking and seeing us leave a legacy for the future. And so today, as I said a moment ago, the title of today's episode is Let Nothing Be Wasted. Let nothing be wasted. So I want you to think about that. I just want to pause for a moment and really just kind of let that sink in. Let nothing be wasted. This isn't a beatdown session. This is, I'm telling you what I needed to do better and how this scripture encouraged me and how I trust that it will do the same thing for you. All right. When it comes to your money, do we really need a pair of shoes for every color of the rainbow, but don't have an emergency fund? Do we spend extra money to look good that one time, to go on that one trip, to go to that one place, then we never wear the outfit again? See, this scripture helps me to think about what I'm spending my money on. This scripture that I talked about, let nothing be wasted, having this stewardship mindset, this stewardship perspective, it has taught me to be thoughtful about where I'm spending the money that God has entrusted into my hands. Because as a kingdom people, imagine if we weren't wasting money on food and clothes and extra clothes. I'm not telling you not to get something nice, but you know your area, right? I just talked about how we had a ton of food just wasted in the cabinets. Now, what if I had taken that money and had been able to give to an organization in need, or to help support a family in need or individual in need, right? So this is what we want to be about as kingdom dwellers. How can we help not just spread the good news of Christ Jesus, but really have an impact here on this earth? Imagine the good we can do in our communities if we let nothing be wasted. And I got to ask you guys, this is a slightly separate topic here, but when are you going to pay that debt off? When are you going to pay off that debt? You have the money to pay the debt off, but we don't pay off the debt. So how much money do we waste on things like interest payments, where we let that credit card that has a $500 balance, we let it sit with us for 5 years because the payment on it is $15. How much money do we waste on interest? If we have the money, go ahead and pay it off. I can hear my wife's voice in the background right now, just in my head, just saying, why don't we just pay it off? It's one of these things where we, instead of just paying it off, we just sit and we try to live with it and try to keep it with us. So when it comes to your money and thinking about letting nothing be wasted, I want you to go through your bank statements. Look at all the monthly subscriptions that you signed up for during the pandemic. Think about the scripture, let nothing be wasted so that nothing is wasted. Think about it concerning your money. We haven't used those subscriptions in a long time. It's little things like the $5 that you may have added to your cable package or to your phone package that we don't really use. Get your $5 back. Get your $10 back. And you may say, well, Jason, that's not a lot. Well, if you got $5 there and you got 10 other subscriptions, that's $50. That's something that you can use to invest to grow that money. So let nothing be wasted, right? Look at the memberships that you have. Not even the subscriptions, the memberships that you don't go to. Think about the scripture that says, let nothing be wasted. I don't want anything to be wasted concerning your money. We got to go from lack to legacy now. We can't wait. The eating out all the time. Well, Jason, are you saying I can never eat out? No, I just said the eating out all the time, especially when we have plenty of food at home. And so again, to that, I say, let nothing be wasted. All of this money that we waste every month, it keeps us from walking in abundance. It keeps us from truly stewarding our money the way God wants us to. And you gotta do the math. Sit down and do the math. You'll be amazed by how much money we waste each year. Now imagine taking that money, and you may say, well, Jason, it was only $500. Imagine taking that $500 and putting it in an emergency fund, or investing that $500, or being a blessing to somebody else who needs it with that $500. Whatever it is, I want you to be in a position of strength when it comes to your money. And to do that, we got to stop having leakages in our budget and in our bank statements. And so when you let nothing be wasted and you adopt that mindset in your life, I guarantee that you're going to see change in your life. You're going to see change in your finances. And so to do this, to accomplish this, oh, Jason, how do I put it into practice? You got to simplify your life when it comes to your money. Get what you need, spend wisely on what you want, and make sure that you're giving and being a blessing to somebody else here in this earth. Jesus, who took the time to say, Gather up the fragments, gather up the leftovers, the excess, the thing that nobody thinks about, the stuff that nobody's focused on. Gather those things up so that nothing is wasted. If Jesus can take the time to do it, why can't we take the time to do it? I don't want you to waste what we've been blessed with. Now, at the same time, don't go to the other end of the spectrum here and start living in fear of running out. I don't want you to be at a place where now you're afraid to spend. No, that's not it. That's not what I'm talking about. I still want you to have faith for the greater. I still want you to have a plan for the future to help build a legacy. And I want you to do all this while having a mindset that can't stand waste. You got to get to a place where you hate waste. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. I hate wasting whatever it is. I want you to get to a place where you and waste are just not cool. Now take the time to meditate on these scriptures in the book of John, chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Read the whole chapter, and I guarantee that having this perspective will change your life, and it will certainly change your financial picture and help set you up well for the future. All right. So I pray that you got something out of this episode, and you got to decide today that from this day on that you won't let anything be wasted. You got to say that to yourself. Let nothing be wasted. Let nothing be wasted. Go in your cabinets. Get rid of the old stuff. Get rid of the old stuff in the cabinets. Don't fill it back up if you have no intention of eating it. Go through your bank statements. Where's the waste? Where are the fragments? Where are the leftovers? Where's the stuff you may not be thinking about, the dollars and cents? Go check your packages, your cable packages, your phone packages, your subscriptions and all those things, the memberships, whatever it is. Go back and take a look and hit me up and let me know what you found. And to do that, reach out to me at info@lactolegacy.com. Make sure you hit the follow or subscribe button, and make sure that you share this episode with somebody else. Just take a moment, hit the share button, and send it to a friend. And then I want to hear from you. Somebody's got a testimony. Somebody's listened to something in this podcast over these episodes, and they put it into practice. I want to hear about it. Reach out to me either through social media or through email, because I want to hear where you are in your journey. As I always say, as we all go from lack to legacy. Look forward to seeing you guys next time.